Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, I'm just dumbfounded. Fox has fired Tucker Carlson. This is a catastrophe. Its stock is falling like a rock. I got a phone call from a dear friend telling me this was part of the settlement with Dominion. How disgusting is that? We're going to be spending a lot of time on the settlement issue. I've got reports from Joaquin Hagopian, but also from Wayne Allen Root talking about the settlement, which is outrageous, has no justification whatsoever. Appears to me this guy Rupert, who owns Fox, is a deep stater who's committed to promoting the destruction of America. I can find no other explanation. The evidence they had in hand to overthrow the lawsuit to defeat Dominion was vast, and to the best of my knowledge, they deployed none of it. The only show I've ever thought worthwhile to watch on television these days is Tucker Carlson, for God's sake. And now they've taken Tucker out. This is outrageous. This is insulting. Fox can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Here's what Zero Hedge had to report about it. Tucker Carlson out at Fox, Monday, April 24th, 10:36 a.m., just hit the news. Tucker Carlson, the highest-rated cable news host in history, is out at Fox News just days after the network cut ties with host Dan Bongino. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways, reads a statement from the network, which thanks him for his service as a host, and prior to that as a contributor. My God, he was the network. According to the statement, Tucker's last show was Friday, April 21st. As he continued to dominate, his slot will now be filled by an interim show held by rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. To hell with that. Here we have TV News Now tweeting Fox ratings. Fox was number one in total viewers in cable news on Monday, April 17th, led by these hours. Number one, Tucker Carlson. Number two, The Five. Number three, Sean Hannity. Number four, Jesse Primetime. And Pete Hegseth. I do not know Pete. Brett, number five, Brett Baer. Number six, then you switch over to MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. Seven, back to Fox with Gutfeld. Number eight, outnumbered FNC. I believe that is also a Fox. Number nine, Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer, which I believe, Perino I know is Fox. Hemmer I believe is as well. Here you have some of the numbers. Just take a look. I mean, it's comparing Fox with CNN with MSNBC. 8 p.m. Tucker Carlson, 3.174 million. Anderson Cooper on CNN, 635,000. Pathetic. Chris Haynes on MSNBC, 1,387,000. Less than half of what Tucker gets. Just outrageous. Full statement from the network. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Mr. Carlson's last program was Friday, April 21st. Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. starting this evening as an interim show helmed by rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named. Who gives a damn? Fox News Media operates a Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, Fox News Digital, Fox News Audio, Fox News Brooks, direct-to-consumer streaming services, Fox Nation, and Fox News International, a free ad-supporting television service, Fox Weather. Currently the number one network in all cable, Fox has also been the most watched television news channel for more than 21 consecutive years. While Fox Business News ranks among the top business channels on cable owned by Fox Corporation, Fox News Media reaches nearly 200 million people each week. Well, it may be the number one network in all cable. To hell with Fox. Shares of 21st Century Fox dropped like a rock with the news, with a first red reflecting the Dominion settlement. And what I'm talking about here is we're looking at a, you want to get this out, check it out at Zero Hedge, where you can see the, you can see the graph. I mean, I can't, I'm not doing a video version of today's show, so you won't be able to see the graph on the later recording of today's show, which will be standard, you know, audio. But listen, I mean, I'm telling you, this is catastrophic. And I says that a dear friend called me just as I was preparing to come on the air to tell me this was part of the settlement. Is that why, you know, it was only half as much as we might have thought because they were also going to sacrifice Tucker? I mean, where's the integrity? My God. I mean, Fox has been the only channel we're talking about. Tucker really by far the most important program. And now we have this, just a catastrophe, just a complete catastrophe. So what does Joaquin McGovern say about it? And then we'll turn to what Wayne Allen Root has to contribute. Fox News settling out of court with Dominion for $787.5 million proves the steal is still on. I can't imagine more powerful corroborating evidence than taking out Tucker. Just outrageous. Tucker was doing a great job on all this. He was extremely good. So what's the deal with this son of a bitch who fired him? I am stunned. I am absolutely stunned. I did not see this coming. Here's what Joaquin has to say. In October 2021, a couple of weeks shy of a full year after the highly contested 2020 presidential election, most Americans in a Quinnipiac poll concluded that the November 2020 election had been stolen. They maintain that malevolent forces backing Joe Biden fraudulently tampered with the election result to deny Trump his second term in office. And they're still trying. That telling October 21st, 2021 poll shows that most Americans refuse to gullibly trust the leftist corporate media's reported account and insisted from his basement, brain-dead Biden attracted the most votes in all of U.S. history by the millions, matching his current age of 81 as the oldest president in U.S. history, with over 81 million Americans reportedly casting their votes for him in 2020. Capturing 51.3% of the vote total, 7 more million than Trump. Meanwhile, Trump received more votes than any sitting incumbent president ever in history at 74 million. As popular as the last two-term president, Barack Obama, was heralded as the first black president, Trump still attracted 7 more million voters than Obama ever did. Taken together, all these facts pose highly perplexing, troublesome questions, both counterintuitive and defying all logic, further rendering the official numbers logically untenable and non-credible. Out of the 168.31 million registered voters as of November 3rd, 2020, if we are to believe the mainstream media, that 155 million voters cast presidential votes in 2020, only 7.9 million registered voters chose not to vote, and 92.1% of registered voters did vote for either Biden or Trump. Yet according to Ballotpedia.com, the percentage of registered voters who cast votes for presidential candidates in the 2020 election amounted to 66.21% of all registered voters. So which is it? 92.1% of all voters voted for a presidential candidate, or 66.21? You can't have it both ways. If the fake official number totals claim 155 million Americans voted for either Biden, 81 million, or Trump, 74, out of the over 168 million eligible voters, which is over 92% of total eligible voters, then where does this 66.21 of registered voters voting for president in 2020 come from? Obviously, something has to give, as a total Biden-Trump count of 155 million doesn't square with the official percentage of eligible voters casting presidential votes. It makes plenty of sense that the populist incumbent Trump gathered 74 million votes or even more. But Biden ending up with the all-time record-breaking 81 million, the most in U.S. history for any presidential candidate ever? Utter criminal nonsense. Really quite laughable if it wasn't totally destroying the country we love for a third straight year in a row. Basement Biden's numbers are clearly inflated and shoddily brain dead, just like him. Evidence has emerged since November of 2020, clearly showing that the false number of Biden voters resulted from electronic voting machines illegally flipping votes from Trump to Biden in the middle of the night, in combination with so many cases of stuffed ballot boxes arriving even day after the deadline, as clearly fraudulent mail-in votes. According to the American Spectator, filmmaker Denise D'Souza, Tap True the Vote research expert Catherine Engelbrecht, and Greg Phillips, to scrutinize over 4 million minutes of government security camera recordings of ballot box draw boxes and analyze 10 trillion cell phone geo-tracking signals captured during the closing weeks of the 2020 general election campaign to narrow their search down to political operatives who approached 10 or more draw boxes and contemporaneously visited 5 or more pro-Biden nonprofits, which harvested absentee ballots and prepared them for distribution to draw boxes. The ballot-stuffing political operative fraudsters participating in systemic swing state voter fraud are the 2,000 mules D'Souza tags as his revealing film title. On taxpayer cameras, the Truth of Vote team found one mule after the next, going from ballot box location to the next, depositing enormous numbers of fake ballots, often in the dead of night. One vote fraud criminal in Atlanta stuffed ballots in 28 different collection bins within a single 24-hour period. As Uncle Joe himself freely admitted on a video a few days before the election, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. The objective evidence of election fraud is overwhelming. But with corporate media owned and controlled by the ruling elites in collusion with China's CCP, it's now been confirmed beyond any doubt that Joe Biden and his son Hunter peddled the big guy's political influence into a criminal franchise operation, accepting millions in kickbacks from Ukraine and China, as well as others, thoroughly bribed and sexually blackmailed for money laundering operations that point to even global child sex trafficking. Pedophile Biden's family compound in Ukraine was raided on January 1st, 2021 by Delta Force, that underneath the property found tunnels with opium, cash, ankle and wrist shackles, confirming evidence of both drug and child sex trafficking. Taken into further account during the recently disclosed bombshell that Biden's current Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, just ahead of the 2020 election, personally contacted then CIA Director Michael Morrell, who in sworn testimony alluded to Blinken pressuring Morrell to intervene in order to suppress criminal evidence released in an October 14, 2020 New York Post expose of Biden crime family bribery and blackmail. Morrell then promptly composed a letter signed by over 50 former CIA chiefs and top spook debunking the New York Post article. Joe Biden family's dirty laundered millions have repeatedly surfaced in recent years. Deep state protection of the Bidens has worked until now. Blinken election meddling took away votes that would otherwise gone to Trump in a close, heavily contested election. Blinken's total fabrication, conspiring to interfere with election by fraud, has legs that may come back to bite. Today's House Oversight Committee is exploring China's role in Biden corruption. The harassed computer repairman that turned Hyder Budden's laptop over to the corrupt FBI more than a year before the 2020 election contains evidence of multiple crimes by both Hunter and the big guy. No doubt they will be going down soon. Thus, conclusive evidence has been increasingly surfacing on multiple fronts, all incriminating both the Biden family as well as his compromised foreign policy director. Blinken's election interference and suppression of truth was intended to willfully, deceptively alter the election outcome. With election fraud, Blinken has been caught committing a treasonous crime among many perpetrated by him and his boss. Blinken's Nord Stream post-explosion jubilation unabashedly exhibited once UK Prime Minister Liz Truss allegedly sent him the message, "It is done," along with both Biden and his Secretary of State guilt in committing war crimes in Ukraine will be their undoing. Even our founding fathers regard conspiring with foreign nations, which the CIA does all the time to commit election fraud, was treason. Yet millions of Americans have been painfully aware of the Biden crime family's scandalous track record, accepting bribes for political influence peddling, now involving 9 Biden family recipients. Joe Biden has long been captured by U.S. adversary with China's broad bribery and sexual pedo-macmail exposes yet more proof of Biden debauchery, as well as his family incest. America has been watching scandal after scandal, year after year, during and after the deep state stole the election from its rightful winner, Trump. The cabal-owned DNC and corporate media That includes collusion, collusive foreign interference from China and others, but not Russia, protecting Biden to ensure he won the rigged U.S. election, has enabled Biden's main handler, traitor Barack Obama, traitor Victoria Nuland, dictating foreign war policy and domestic policy handler Susan Rice, to collectively finish the inside job, dismantling the U.S. Constitutional Republic from within, destroyed by their fascistic, technocratic, totalitarian police state. Those of us who always knew Trump actually won in 2020 quickly realized the same criminals were behind the promotion of the fake pandemic that strategically enabled them to steal the election. The U.S. crime syndicate government, its fascist whores in mainstream media and big tech, were quick to label those who knew the truth as election deniers who blindly refused to give up the big lie. We were also attacked and smeared for accurately calling out the pandemic as a hoax and its bioweapon jab, premeditated mass murder to depopulate the planet, ridiculed and discarded as conspiracy nut jobs and anti-vaxxers, selfishly and dangerously willing to spread COVID virus to grandma. We knew the malevolent forces that conspired to pull off the pandemic genocide were also behind the election steal. Then, throw in the fact that during the lead-up to the November 2020 election, Biden on very few occasions even dared to venture out of his basement for a campaign rally. But whenever he did, the number in attendance was always extremely sparse, with media often outnumbering actual Biden supporters. Compare that to every single Trump rally with thousands showing up. Plain to see that populist Trump would logically trounce the senile basement dweller who, as president, constantly maintains the all-time lowest presidential approval ratings in modern history. Absolutely none of this adds up to even think he had any chance of winning against Trump. Every time Biden speaks, he makes unintelligible gaffes, making him and America the laughingstock of the world. This traitor is literally loathed and shunned by billions around the globe, who know he is simply the globalist puppet criminally installed to carry out written orders he reads from his handlers, handed them by the bloodline rulers. With publicly accepted knowledge, Biden is history's all-time worst president. It's more than evident his illegit imposter regime and mainstream whores are the only ones still maintaining the big lie. After Dominion sued, seeking $1.6 billion in damages on Tuesday, April 18, Fox News caved in to concede paying out $787.5 million to Dominion Voting Systems in the biggest defamation settlement in U.S. history, done to purposely avoid mounting the legal challenge of presenting overwhelming evidence of election fraud in a trial. We've known all along that notorious globalist Rupert Murdoch's Fox News network is simply controlled opposition. And based on last November's election outcome, we know the same criminals responsible for the rigged U.S. 2020 election reared their ugly heads once again in 2022, overwhelmingly showing that America is a full-fledged banana republic. Its beacon of light to the rest of the world with its free and fair democratic election system, corrosively broken now and long gone. And regards its legal system, many of us have watched America's two-tiered court system also dying, having now largely been bought by the likes of George Soros and also seemingly totally corrupt beyond repair. Because back in late 2020 and late early 2021, Fox allowed on camera the Trump legal team to voice their challenge disputing the election results, which is standard protocol in America for a free press under the First Amendment, to present both sides to every conflict and issue is fair practice journalism. The Trump legal team accused a Canadian electronic voting machine company, Dominion, headquartered originally in Toronto, but now also Denver, of flipping thousands of votes in real time from Trump to Biden in key battleground states during the middle of the night. Dominion voting system supplied over 40% of all votes in the 2020 election, and a voting majority in many of the heavily contested battleground states where election fraud was most apparent. To finagle, Fox opted out of foregoing a trial that would not nearly cost as much as it paid in damages and likely be overturned in appeals courts, demonstrate that Fox has merely controlled opposition all along, agreeing to pay that much money, which to oligarch Murdoch is a mere drop in the bucket. To a notorious company possessing a verified track record of questionable ethics and shady scandal, again, shows a fix is in for the long haul. Globalist insurrectionist criminal George Soros conveniently shares a Toronto floor space with Dominion, and Dominion donated $40 million to the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign, almost as much as Soros. Even prominent Democrat senators Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Ron Wyden signed a letter in December 2019 accusing Dominion of vote swinging in previous elections. In 2018 alone, voters in South Carolina were reporting machines that switched their votes after they'd inputted them. Scanners were rejecting paper ballots in Missouri, and busted machines were causing long lines in Indiana. In addition, researchers recently uncovered previously undisclosed vulnerability in nearly three dozen back-end election systems in 10 states.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, hello, everybody. We're back.
I've been troubled for a long time that the Republicans weren't protesting these thefts of election again and again and again. Where is Mitch McConnell, for God's sake? Why is it Kevin McCarthy now speaking out? I mean, this is outrageous. Just to reiterate some of these past instances. Globalist insurrectionist criminal George Soros conveniently shares a Toronto floor space with Dominion, and Dominion donated $40 million to the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign, almost as much as Soros. Even prominent Democrat Senators Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Ron Wyden signed a letter in December 2019 accusing Dominion of swinging in previous elections. This is Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Ron Wyden. I mean, these are people I think are despicable. But even they were protesting, get this, in 2018 alone. Voters in South Carolina were reporting machines that switched their votes after they'd inputted them. Scanners were rejecting paper ballots in Missouri, and busted machines were causing long lines in Indiana. In addition, researchers recently uncovered previously undisclosed vulnerabilities in nearly three dozen back-end election systems in 10 states. And just this year, after the Democrat candidate's electronic tally showed he received 164 votes out of 55,000 cast in a Pennsylvania state judicial election in 2019, the county's Republican chairwoman said, nothing went right on election day. Everything went wrong. That's a problem. These problems threaten the integrity of our election and demonstrate the importance of electronic systems that are strong, durable, and not vulnerable to attack. To hell with that! You don't need any intermediary between you and your ballot and the count. It has to be paper ballots and hand counts. The Republicans have been very sinister in getting these in and then capitalizing them to steal one election after another, as I've said before. The GOP could run Jesus Christ as their candidate, and it'd still lose to the Democrat hen sandwich because Dominion would steal the election. Shortly after the 2020, Michigan Republican Party Communication Director Tony Zammit told the Washington Examiner, "Our team is currently reaching out to county clerks across Michigan, as well as going through election results in each of the counties which uses software, to see how widespread this error may be." Election experts from both the Texas Secretary General and Attorney General's office rejected Dominion three times. In a 2019 report, the Texas Attorney General cited the Dominion machines were fragile, error-prone, and extremely complex to install as reason not to use them. Dominion played a major role in the suspicious ultra-narrow victories teased out for Biden in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Thus, an historic pattern exists of both political parties accusing Dominion voting systems of widespread error that is vulnerable to corruption fraud. After being hired in 2010 as a Dominion voting system vice president of U.S. engineering, by the November 2020 election, Eric Coomer was promoted as Dominion's Office of Strategy and Security, Officer of Strategy and Security. On November 15, 2020, 12 days after the election, Gateway Pundit editor Jim Hoft interviewed Denver businessman Joe Altman, who stated that he infiltrated Antifa. And during a conversation Joe had with Antifa members, he was told that Eric from Dominion, in a group call during the week of September 27, 2020, encouraged Antifa to keep up the pressure. One of the members asked, "What are we going to do if effing Trump wins?" It was then that Altman heard Eric from Dominion reply in a paraphrase, "Don't worry about the election. Trump's not going to win. I made effing sure of that." It wasn't until after the election that Joe Altman, head of Dominion voting system, and recalled Eric from Dominion on the group call. Recalled Eric from Dominion on the group call and began attempting to learn more about this Dominion employee and was able to legally access Dominion VP Eric Coomer's Facebook page and saw that Coomer had posted an Antifa manifesto to Donald Trump. Joe Altman said he believes Eric Coomer is a mentally ill psychopath, playing the corporate executive during the day and an unhinged Trump hater and Antifa supporter in his private life. At the time of the Gateway Pundit's interview with Joe Altman, Coomer's manifesto and an entire Facebook page was removed, and Eric Coomer, VP, was also scrubbed from the Dominion website. On August 26, 2016, Dominion Vice President of Engineering for Dominion Voting, Dr. Eric Coomer, PhD from Berkeley, was asked by the State Board of Illinois State Board of Election if it was possible to bypass election system software and go directly to the data tables that manage systems running elections in Illinois. Coomer's response, yes, if they have access. When then asked who has access to these data files, Coomer stated, "Vendors, election officials, and others who need to be granted access." Openly admitting that with backdoor access to bypass the operating system data tables configuration, Coomer inadvertently contradicted previous statements that the Dominion system is secure. But this evidence, little more than 2 months prior to the upcoming presidential election with the Eric from Dominion, cocky braggadocio with Antifa, and Joe Altman risking his life sharing what he heard and observed. And it seems extremely likely that Coomer stole votes from Trump and gave them to Biden late on election night when most Americans had gone to bed. For more evidence, Coomer is a known liar. He drove his truck by accident into a building. But when questioned by local Colorado police, who had video evidence, lied for an hour until police threatened to arrest him with video evidence, and only at that point did he admit to being responsible, offering the excuse he was under a lot of stress. The accident occurred after Joe Altman had outed him, and Coomer was eventually terminated by Dominion. So that explains his stress and further corroborates Altman's testimony. Somehow, all this evidence pointed to Dominion's guilt in tampering with election results, denying Trump his second term, never quite entered the Dominion versus Fox defamation suit. Attorney Sidney Powell first came to national prominence after successfully defending the defamed former Defense Intelligence Director, General Michael Flynn, falsely accused of lying to the FBI when it was the exact reverse. After several weeks as Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn was removed, but later, through Powell's legal representation, was completely vindicated. On November 15, 2020, again, a dozen days after the election, as then White House attorney, Sidney Powell spoke to Fox News' Maria Bartiromo. President Trump won not just hundreds of thousands, by millions that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. Delving deeper into the election steal, Sidney Powell explained, Dominion and Smartmatic fraud. What we are really dealing with here and uncovering more by the day is a massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States. The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela. Notably, the Dominion executives are nowhere to be found now. They are moving their offices overnight to different places. Their office in Toronto was shared with one of the Soros entities. One of the leaders of the Dominion Project overall is Lord Malik Brown, Mr. Soros number two in the UK, and part of his organization. There are ties of the Dominion leadership to the Clinton Foundation and other known politicians in this country. One of the Smartmatic, actually Dominion patent holders, Eric Coomer, I believe his name is on the web and being recorded in a conversation with Antifa members saying that he had the election rigged for Mr. Biden. Nothing to worry about here. They were going to F Trump. Sidney also had this to say about Dominion. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting system, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom. J. Michael Waller, a senior strategy analyst for the Center for Security Policy, found Powell's claims about Cuba and Venezuela's ties to Dominion and Smartmatic valid and highly credible. Which brings us back to the Dominion voter machines and related software. Cuba is no cyber power, but its allies are. For years, Havana has been strengthening its relation with the Chinese Communist Party. Since the 1990s, it has provided Beijing with three electronic intelligence bases directed against the United States. This doesn't mean that China had direct involvement in the Dominion and Smartmatic technology, though Dominion has acknowledged Chinese-made components in its machines. Even so, it's entirely reasonable to be concerned about Cuba's relationship with China and about Powell's reported discovery of a Cuba-China financial nexus behind a high-tech political warfare machine to manipulate voting around the world. Both of the suspected election fraud companies, Dominion as well as Smartmatic Technology Software, have aggressively pursued defamation damages in multiple lawsuits, not only against Fox, but in separate cases against former Trump team attorneys Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, as well as avid Trump supporter MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. All these lawsuits still remain in process. But with Dominion's ominous court victory last week, that defies all truth. It does not bode well for any of the defendants in the corrupt legal system crosshairs, especially with lawsuits taking place in New York City or Washington, D.C., both notorious, fanatically diehard leftist Democrat strongholds, where Trump to this day is still embroiled in bogus persecutorial legislation. SmartMac's lawyer said on April 20th, it awaits its day in court for the vindication of a jury verdict in their favor. Smartmatic will only accept a settlement without trial if Fox agrees to make a full retraction apology and pays out more than the $787.5 million is giving Dominion. The greedy election fraud sharks are smelling blood. The same malevolent dark forces that ruled in favor of Dominion voting systems, despite stealing the 2020 election, also playing a key role in the promotion of the Restrict Act that, if passed, will punish and lock up all citizens for up to 20 years who dare speak of stolen elections online or exhibit any dissent against this U.S. takeover of our once sacred constitutional republic. Even without this draconian legislation passed, Biden's DOJ has already indicted four Americans for weaponized free speech. All the most significant news developments today are interrelated in this unprecedented globalist rise in one-world totalitarianism, the trademark of every authoritarian regime throughout history, is a systematic criminalization and elimination of both truth-tellers and the cutoff of all access to the truth, denying the oppressed masses crucial life-saving information, exposing the tyrannical hidden hand wielded by subversive controlling centralized powers against a defenseless population permanently kept in the dark. Sadly, that is America today. But this epic global struggle is far from over, as the truth cannot be hidden fast enough for citizens to unite in mobilizing in mass non-compliance. God knows I like the idea of vast non-compliance, but what form is that going to take? How are we going to be able to manage? Stunning, stunning stuff. Meanwhile, a very nice piece by Wayne Allen Root, who's the assistant editor of the Gateway Pundit. Fox News Dominion legal settlement is biggest bait and switch scam in history. Check it out. This is very, very nice. If you have Gateway Pundit, you can, of course, track it down. By Wayne Allen Root. I feel like Paul Revere for Patriots, except I'm shouting. The elections are being stolen. The elections are being stolen. I grew up on the mean streets of New York. I'm very familiar with bait and switch. Walking the streets of New York City, I saw three-card Monte conmen setting up shop on sidewalks every day. Their goal was to distract you from picking the right card and to separate you from your money. Fox News settled with Dominion over claims of election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Fox will now pay Dominion $787 million because Fox claimed the election was rigged by fraudulent voting machines. Because Fox settled with Dominion, now the Marxist-controlled mainstream media will go into full bait-and-switch mode. They will claim the case is settled and closed. It's now proven the 2020 election wasn't rigged and stolen. What a scam. What a con. This is the all-time bait-and-switch. I may be the TV and radio host most associated with reporting the 2020 election was rigged and stolen. I've said it thousands of times on radio and TV. I've said it from the day after the 2020 election to today. I'll never stop saying it because it's true. The 2020 election was stolen. And I believe elections are still being rigged and stolen. The 2022 midterms were almost as bad as the 2020 presidential election. One race is Exhibit A. Democrats clearly stole the Arizona governor's race from Kerry Lake. Arizona Democrats rigged the vote by making sure vote tabulators didn't work on election day in heavily GOP districts. Democrats are rigging and stealing elections like the Swiss made clocks with precision. That's what they do. They rig, cheat, and steal. And in all these many years of my reporting and shouting and warning about stolen elections, I've never mentioned Dominion or their voting machines. Because there's so many other simple, easy, low-tech ways Democrats steal elections. Here's a Democrat playbook for stealing election. No government-issued voter or photo ID. Did you know we are the only major nation in the world without government-issued voter ID? Did you know all the other nations acknowledge that voter ID is necessary to prevent widespread voter fraud? Did you know that Mexico requires government-issued photo ID plus a thumbprint? Did you know U.S. territory Puerto Rico requires government-issued photo ID plus thumbprint to vote? Yet in America, it is racist, says the Democrat frauds, to ask for the same thing required in a U.S. territory. Mail-in ballots handed to everyone in many states. Mass mail to voters without even asking, without voter ID. Did you know we are the only major nation in the world to allow mail-in ballots? Did you know all the other nations acknowledge publicly mail-in ballots are a recipe for massive voter fraud? Did you know even ultra-woke Starbucks demands in-person voting for its own union elections? They told the court that voting by mail leads to voter fraud. But I'm just getting started. The 2020 election was stolen by 5 states colluding to stop the vote count on election night for the first time in history. They sent all witnesses home. Then they magically found enough votes by morning to overcome Trump's huge leads with no witnesses in the room. Ballot harvesting with no oversight. A practice that until COVID was criminal in 49 states. Ballot drop boxes with no oversight. If you don't understand, please watch the movie 2,000 Mules. Little or no signature match on these millions of mail-in ballots. Counting fake ballots for days after the election. Ask yourself one simple question. What are the odds only Democrats have won every single time in history after being behind on election night and then a week of counting ballots? I'm no math genius, but I'd say the odds of that are 1 in a billion. Actually, they're much smaller than that. Voter rolls contain millions of inactive or improper registrations. Illegal alien voting by the million in many states, like mine, Nevada. It's legal for illegal aliens to get voter license. While at DMV, they are automatically registered to vote. You don't think they're voting? How about $400 million from Zuckerberg to get out the vote only in deep blue Democrat districts? If Zuckerberg gave $400 million, how much did George Soros give to rig the election? How much did China give in illegal contribution to Democrats? We know Democrats took in hundreds of millions in suspicious donations from unemployed Americans. Where do you think that came from? And the big one. We know the FBI rigged the election. They made Twitter to change the news feed in favor of Biden and silence conservative voices on social media. See emails released by Elon Musk. The FBI rigged the 2020 election. Fact. So an Fox News settlement with Dominion settles nothing. You and I know the 2020 election was rigged and stolen from 100 directions. That's all brilliant stuff. That's all completely right. It staggers the imagination to appreciate the enormity of what has been taking place here. And frankly, without correcting this, we haven't got a chance. We don't have a prayer. And the idea that Tucker Carlson, would be fired from Fox as part of the settlement with Dominion is disgusting beyond belief. Disgusting beyond belief. And this Rupert Murdoch just discredits himself as though he had any credibility left. They should have fought this out. It would have been easy to prevail. Joaquin and Root have both laid it out. We'll be right back on this disastrous day in America.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, it's all completely outrageous, and of course, that's only the half of it. I mean, they're not only stealing our elections, they're destroying the country. Get this. Washington Post. Mayorkas plans global migrant pipeline. Check this out. President Joe Biden may open a welcome center for global migrants in the South American country of Colombia, according to a report in the Washington Post. The revelation comes as Biden pro-migration officials are preparing to lift the Title 42 barrier for roughly 600,000 waiting migrants in Mexico. That waiting population is roughly equivalent to one migrant for every six births in 2023. Remember, as I've been emphasizing, the point is to bring in 100 million migrants. 100 million. The U.S. population is about 330 million. About 30 million are already migrants. They want to bring in 100 million. They're not requiring them to be vaccinated. Why not? Because the vaccination makes people sterile. They want these people in here to multiply like rabbits. They want Americans, especially white Americans, to get the vax so that our birth rate is dropping. They want to change the complexion of America forever. This is a variation on what's known as a Kalergi plan designed in the 1930s by a Zionist who wanted to destroy Western culture in Europe and planned to flood all of those countries with massive numbers of migrants from African nations. It's going on there. But they've also adapted it to the USA. Massive numbers from any number of countries. It's not just from South and Central America. The Washington Post reported April 21st. Biden officials have discussed establishing processing centers in Guatemala and Colombia for asylum seekers. According to two people with knowledge of the discussions, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss internal deliberations. The plan matches the administration's strategy of redirecting cartel-managed illegal migrants through government-run processing centers and quasi-legal loopholes in the nation's border laws. This loophole strategy has been used to welcome more than 4 million migrants over the Mexican border and many more white-collar migrants via airports amid minimal coverage on evening TV shows. Let me just show you how absurd is our migration policy in Mexico. In order to migrate to Mexico, you must satisfy at least the following two conditions. Number one, you must be able to demonstrate you have something to contribute to the good of Mexico. Like if you're a dentist or a lawyer or a teacher or a pipe fitter or a mason or a construction worker, that you could make a contribution that would strengthen Mexico as a community. We don't do that. Second, you must demonstrate you have the financial resources to support yourself and the members of your family, so you won't become a burden on Mexico, on the other citizens of Mexico. We don't do that. On the contrary, these Democrats, in their effort to destroy the nation, they think it's going to benefit them politically. But really, the result is America is going down, being flushed down the world's largest toilet. It's unbelievable. They don't give a damn about the Constitution. They don't give a damn about democracy. These are totalitarian, Marxist, communist authoritarians who just want to ruin our lives because they want to impose, in the name of equity, a communist society for everyone has the same income. Everyone has the same resources. Capitalism is dead. Everyone's dependent on the government. That's why they're defunding the police. They're uncriminalizing all kinds of crimes. It's soaring everywhere. They're out on a policy to destroy America, and they're doing a hell of a job of it. Here's Muckraker tweeting. Another platoon of military-age Chinese men headed toward the United States. China is slowly invading America without firing a single shot. This is another group waiting to board buses to Costa Rica to continue to the U.S. The blurred faces are of three supposedly related Chinese. This administration views immigration limits to be equivalent of Jim Crow racist laws, and they see themselves, therefore, as heroic if they are undermining these immoral laws, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He added, they see it as morally defensible to subvert the law if they consider the law to be immoral. And they consider limits on immigration, regardless of what they are, to be morally wrong. That's a far too charitable interpretation, in my opinion. Congress's 1990 immigration law sets legal immigration caps at roughly 1 million migrants per year. That very high cap delivers one migrant for every four U.S. births, not counting Mayorkas' massive loophole inflow. The South American loophole is being developed by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The Post reported, it's very important to build lawful pathways for individuals to be able to access humanitarian relief in the United States so that they do not need to take the dangerous journey to the United States, Mayorkas said, describing the administration's general approach. Our model is to build lawful pathways and then to impose the consequences of that the law provides on those who do not avail themselves of that pathway. A Florida judge has already barred one of Mayorkas' smuggling routes. The Supreme Court is expected to decide the legality of a second major route by June. In mid-April, Mayorkas announced a plan to temporarily reduce the rising flood of global migrants through the deadly Darien Gap jungle trail between South America and Central. However, that supposed 60-day enforcement plan was announced just as Mayorkas doubled his reception capacity for migrants at the northern exit of the jungle trail between Central and South America. Biden is expected to lift the Title 42 border barrier on May 11th. The policy will allow myriad economic migrants to use Mayorkas' catch and release asylum loopholes to walk into the United States. Despite the huge number of Americans who've been sidelined and impoverished by prior waves of migrants and free trade outsourcing deal. Remember, that was one of the key elements of Donald Trump's economic success here in the United States. He controlled the border. He brought immigration to a trickle. Consequently, the lowest earning wage earners were seeing their wages rise at the highest rate because they weren't being undercut by new migrants who'd work for even lower wages. That's what's been going on. Outrageous. Trump knew what he was doing. The guy was flawed. But anyone who thinks we weren't better off under Trump, I mean, they'd belong in an asylum. I think next week we'll have more to say about our preparation and some of the things we're going to be doing, Mayorkas told establishment reporters at a meeting Thursday. Mayorkas is zigzagging between pro-migration groups and the public. For example, also Thursday, he met with sympathetic media outlets such as The Hill, which reported. Mayorkas said the department is considering a new rule to more easily deny asylum claims. Migrants who have not applied for asylum in other countries on their way to the U.S. or have crossed the border illegally would not be eligible for asylum. Mind you, these asylum laws are all supposed to be for refugees from political prosecution. They are not for individuals who simply want to have a better life in America. And yet, if you interview the migrants, one after another says they want to come to America to have a better life. It's not that they're being subjected to political prosecution. And Biden is rolling out the red carpet. He is inviting them in. And, of course, this isn't the real Joe. This is an actor in a latex mask. In March, he reassured pro-migration groups that he, Mayorkas, planned the planned curbs would have many loopholes. There are exceptions in the proposed rule. If one, for example, has no access to CBP, one agency online portal, if one is in imminent risk of danger by reason of the threat that one seeks to escape, where most of them have no sign, or an acute vulnerability, an urgent medical or other humanitarian exemptions. Almost 1 million migrants are living in Mexico, according to a United Nations document. Many have reached Mexico because of economic aid provided by Mayorkas to international agencies. That funding comes from U.S. taxpayers, despite the public's deep opposition to migration. Here's Adam Isaacson tweeting, nationalities of migrants taken into CBP and Border Patrol custody at the U.S.-Mexican border in the last 3 months. Colombia is now number two. Peru is number five. Largest number of migrants from India in a single month. A blind title to a nationality doesn't mean its ranking drops. Get some of these. The different nations. In March of 2023, Mexico, 80,568. Colombia, 16,875. Guatemala, 15,213. Other, 13,901. Honduras, 13,302. Peru, 8,303. Venezuela, 8,298. Ecuador, 6,912. El Salvador, 5,776. India, 5,263. Haiti, 4,420. Russia, 3,875. Brazil, 2,670. China, 2,278. Turkey, 2,036. Cuba, 1,350. Nicaragua, 476. Romania, 348. Biden is giving our country to them. He doesn't give a rat's ass about Americans. Most migrants come from Central America, but an increasing share is arriving from South American and faraway countries such as Congo, Cameroon, India, and China. Each successful migrant uses their cell phone to advertise their success to more migrants, so creating more business for the criminal and the government-run networks. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas' demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he's opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. Amid the massive inflow of roughly 2 million global economic migrants in 2022, Mayorkas insists the border is secure and rejects any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed, wealth-shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and needs of individuals who are seeking humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes, he told ABC News on January 1st. But of course, these aren't seeking humanitarian relief. They are being exploited for political purposes by the Democrat Party. This guy is a monster. Mayorkas is also using building migration networks to deliver cheap labor, taxpayer-funded consumers, and room-sharing renters to investors and CEOs in January, he said. The labor shortage in the United States is one powerful example of how desperately we need to fix our broken immigration system. You know, we look to the north. Canada realized that it has a 1 million person labor shortage there. And they are bringing in approximately 1.4 million migrants this year to address that labor shortage. Our programs, our H-2A, our H-2B, our skilled worker programs, are far outdated to really meet the economic needs as well as the economic opportunities for migrants that immigration can provide. The population replacement reduces the political clout of native-born Americans because it allows elite to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. The population replacement reduces that. Migration, especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio. The 54% invasion majority includes 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. This is what we are up against. Absolutely catastrophic. Meanwhile, when I mentioned about killing off American citizens, get this. Secret CDC report confirms over 1.1 Americans have died suddenly since the COVID vax rollout. And further government reports confirm the vaccines are to blame. From the expose. So they're bringing in massive numbers of migrants while they're killing off Americans. The COVID-19 injection were meant to reduce the sudden surge of deaths in the USA recorded in 2020 due to the alleged COVID-19 pandemic. But unfortunately, official figures prove the opposite has happened. Official reports quietly published by the U.S. Center for Disease Control confirm over 6 million Americans have died since the FDA granted emergency use authorization to COVID-19 vaccines in December of 2020, with 2021 being a record-breaking year for deaths. This sadly means that at least, and believe me, this is minimal, 1.1 million Americans may have died suddenly during this time frame, because according to the CDC, there have been 1,106,079 excess deaths compared to 2015-2019 five-year average. And with further government figures confirming that mortality rates per 100,000 are highest among the vaccine population in every single age group, it would appear COVID-19 vaccination is almost entirely to blame. Let me just talk about the genius of these vaccines. They destroy your immune system. So if you have problems, you know, that your body has been successfully battling because you have a vibrant immune system, it takes that away. It allows those problems that have heretofore been contained and dealt with by your body to run rampant, cancer being among the most obvious examples. So when you die, you might die from cancer if you don't just drop dead, if you don't just die suddenly. Where Stu Peters has been brilliant in documenting how massive that has become, because of blood clots that simply stop the flow of blood. Boom, you're dead. It's happening again and again and again. Compared to other countries, the U.S. government has been terrible at publishing relevant and up-to-date data, allowing us to analyze the consequences of rolling out their COVID injections. However, we have finally managed to stumble upon it thanks to an institution known as Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OEC. The OEC is an intergovernmental organization with 38 member countries, founded in 1961 to stimulate economic progress and world trade. And for some reason, they host a wealth of data on excess death. You can find that data itself here, given a link. The following chart has been created using figures found in the OEC database, figures provided to the OEC by the CDC. In other words, they're not providing it to American citizens, they're not making it public, but they are providing it to the OEC. And it shows excess deaths across the USA by week in 2022 up to week 38, 25th of September. Excess deaths by week in the USA, week 1 to week 38 at 2022. You can find this, by the way, on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. You'll see the graphs for yourself. The above chart reveals that the USA has recorded a significant number of excess deaths every single week through 2022, with a grand total equating to 349,398 excess deaths by week 38. Here's another chart. Excess death by week in the USA, week 1 to week 38 at 2022. This means 1,700 more Americans actually died by week 38 than those who died by week 30 of 2022 than those who died by week 38 of 2020, despite the fact that there was a huge wave of alleged COVID deaths during this period. Here is another. All deaths plus excess deaths in the USA, week 1 to week 38 of 2020, 2021, and 2022. But that's not the worst of it, because the official CDC figures reveal 2021 was a record-breaking year for deaths across the United States, with the country recording over 100,000 more deaths than it recorded in 2020. Prior to the rollout of the experimental injections. Here's another. All deaths in the USA since the first COVID vaccine was administered on 12-14-2020, up to week 38 of 2022. This means America has suffered at least 1,106,079 excess deaths ever since the government decided to coerce millions of Americans into getting an experimental gene therapy COVID-19 injection. Here's more. Monthly age-standardized mortality rates by vaccination status by age group for non-COVID-19 deaths in England. All of the above is therefore indisputable evidence that COVID vaccination increases a person's risk of death and is causing more deaths than would have otherwise occurred if the COVID-19 vaccine had not been rolled out. So it looks like we found an answer as to why the U.S. suffered over 1.1 million excess deaths since the government decided to coerce millions of Americans into getting the experimental COVID-19 injections. There is more to discuss. I am opening the lines, however, for those who would like to share their opinion. 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Meanwhile, I want to talk about another report from the Gateway Pundit. A decade after, the media shifted their objective and began framing the transparently innocent. Call in with your opinion, 540-352-4452.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people.
The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, we got a caller from area code 816. Please give us your first name and state, caller, and join the conversation.
It's Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
How are you doing, Jim? Yeah.
Fine.
I was reading more stuff on in Stalin's Russia in the late 40s and whatnot, and it's just a replay of what we're going through with COVID with our doctors. You know, he was doing things that I wish we could do today with a lot of our doctors, because what the article is about is in 1948, the Soviet authorities looked into something called the Jewish Anti-Fascist Committee, JAC, tasked with getting Western financial assistance and checking on the Holocaust. So they figured out they were globalists, they were Zionists, put them on trial and executed them. And then Stalin started a bureaucracy that was headed by an Andrei Zadanov, and he was tasked with fighting basically wokeism, you know, all this BS that we get today. He was pointing out all the how bad the Western art is and, you know, the things that the Jews do. So what they did to him is he was having heart trouble and the doctors wouldn't fix him. Okay. They just said, they wouldn't give him what he needed. But one of the doctors, Lydia Timoshuk is her name. She went to the authorities and said, look, these doctors are Jewish. They're really not helping him. There's something wrong. Well, he died. And then they started an investigation and discovered that the physicians undermined health care. They made incorrect diagnosis. And it says under the high and noble title of physicians, men of science trampled sacred science. And Stalin was in the middle of arresting them, and they were going to be executed too. Well, one of the Jewish doctor's daughter was married to Stalin. So he said, sweetheart, you got to slip Stalin some poison. And so she did. And Stalin ends up dying. And of course, they claimed he had a stroke or whatever. But it's in a book called Under the Sign of the Scorpion by Yuri Lena. And, you know, when you're reading all that, you go, God, this is just like today. And I wish we had someone like that who could arrest all these people that we have to deal with. But, you know, that's what they do. They make everything good, bad, everything bad, good. And it's just something typical. So anyway, your thoughts on all that?
Well, I think that's a very valuable observation, Brian. I'm glad you called in with that. Let me draw on Mitchell, too, by the way. Mitchell was, of course, mentioning I had already learned that Tucker had just been fired, but Mitchell was also keeping me current. Don Lemon has been fired from CNN, but that seems to me to be trivial and insignificant. Mitchell, what's going on? Your thoughts here about these changes?
Oh, Jim, slaves can't be fired. You know they have to be sold. Let's just find another bidder.
Tell me, what do you mean by that exactly?
slaves, political whores, people that are owned by other people that if without another contract.
I mean, I certainly don't consider Tucker to be any sense a political whore or slave. I mean, do you, Tucker?
Well, we all whore for money. We just pick and choose our battles.
Well, I take exception to that. I don't give a damn about money. I've never given a damn about money. My wife is unhappy with me for that reason. Oh, I even give money to my friends, which is why she takes a checkbook away from me.
Don't worry, my friend. You know, I have already sent a tweet to Elon Musk suggesting that Tucker Carlson anchor the Twitter News Network.
Hey, brilliant. That's wonderful. I love it. We cannot have Tucker's voice silenced. He's a one guy out there who's doing his best to get the truth out. And while I regard him as a bit naive when it comes to conspiracies, he doesn't seem to understand them very well. Maybe this experience will open his eyes to a degree. But listen, Mitchell, that's a really good idea. Brian, don't you agree?
Well, I agree with Mitchell because you never heard Tucker Carlson tell you the truth about 9/11, the Federal Reserve. They can only say certain things. He's not naive when it comes to conspiracies. He knows every one of them, probably better than we do, but he's not allowed to speak about it. It reminds me back when I watched Fox News, I gave up on it because I realized their controlled opposition. Glenn Beck and O'Reilly were on there, and Glenn Beck turned to O'Reilly and he said right on the air, "Can I talk about this right here?" And O'Reilly said, "No, that's off limits," right on the air. So you know that there's things like that going on. They know what's going on. It's just controlled opposition. That's what Fox News is. So they're naturally not going to tell you the truth on everything. And they're not naive. He knows.
So you don't find any virtue in Tucker. You don't think Tucker is head and shoulders above the rest. You don't think the fact that he's got this.
He might be, but, you know, I go back to that interview Otto Kahn gave to the ambassador to England from France. His last name was Auxlier, some French name. And he said, "Look, we always control both sides of the opposition and we sit in the middle." And that's how it is. You know, they control both sides. Tucker's controlled. Hey. I know he would probably love to say some things, but he can't.
So why bother to fire him if you were right, Brian? Why bother to fire him? He's doing what you say he should be doing if he were a part of the deep state.
He probably went overboard on something. I don't know.
I think you're way off mark about Tucker, but I'm not disputing a lot of what else you say. Mitchell, what's this Don Lemon thing? It sounds a bit silly. Are they trying to suggest an offsetting, you know, as though hosts get fired all the time on the left and the right?
No, I just, I think this is kind of a reset to agitate kind of everybody. Now, if anybody had ever really thought that Fox News and Rupert Murdoch and his media empire was right wing, it's more like Reich wing. He is a globalist at heart, and he's just part of the controlled paradigm of that we live in. Tucker was allowed to go so far, and I think what has happened is they have reached a place where they can no longer control the full narrative with Tucker. Imagine Tucker is kind of like Alex Jones, but Tucker has the mainstream access. And, you know, once you grow so big, once you grow independent, you don't depend on the network because your name will carry itself.
Yeah, I got a report here about Don Lemon. Let me see what it has to say. New York, longtime CNN host Don Lemon is out at the cable news network a little over 2 months after apologizing for viewers for on-end comments about Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be part of the CNN family. Bye-bye. CNN did not provide a public explanation for Lemon's departure, but on CNN This Morning, co-host's own Twitter account, Lemon contended the news came as a surprise to him and characterized it as a firing. He appeared on his show that morning. Huh. Curious. I'm not at all what to make of that. I was informed this morning by my agent I've been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years, I would have thought someone in management would have the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication I'd not be able to continue to do the work I've loved at the network. Now, Mitchell, you're adding something about Susan Rice?
Oh, yeah. Susan Rice has announced her retirement and should be leaving the Biden administration shortly.
What do you make of that?
Cleaning house. You know, listen, the switch over. Now, remember, if Biden is caught red-handed, does Obama, which is the shadow president, does he really want to be even shadowly associated with a chance of people finding out that Biden was just a demented, brain-dead, perverted president?
It's actually an actor in a latex mask. We got 408. I think it's Paul. Paul, join the conversation.
I think they should kill him, too. Shoot Tucker Carlson, just like with Trump. They should hang him.
Go ahead, Paul. Tell us what you really think.
Well, does it really matter? I mean, think about that for a minute. I mean, what I agree with Brian for the most part, you know, not so much that he's controlled, although he probably is controlled, but what real, important topic, you know, did Tucker, you know, really cover? I mean,
oh, come on, Paul, give me that shit. You don't watch Tucker. I watch Tucker all the time. He did a hell of a lot of good, serious news reporting. I won't put up with that nonsense from someone who doesn't even know what he's talking about. You do not know what you're talking about. Don't insult me, Paul. I bring you on here not to shovel shit because I want your sincere, well-founded opinion. I watched Tucker a huge amount. He was terrific. He was head and shoulders. My God. Don't give me that nonsense.
He's a piece of shit. Sorry. So you're going to get mad at me because I have a bad opinion about Tucker?
No, because you have no basis for it. You haven't been watching Tucker. You have no idea what he does. You can have an opinion, but it's a worthless opinion in this case, Paul. I'm sorry to
say. I've seen enough clips of him to know, okay? I know what he'll never talk about.
Enough clips of him. How many whole shows?
When does he ever speak out?
Tucker Carlson, have you watched in your entire life, Paul?
Why don't you keep your pie hole shut for a second and let me talk?
Oh, okay. God, Paul, no, don't.
How much does he ever talk about explicitly white interests? Okay, do you think he would ever mention the word white people or that we have interests? Do you think he's never talked about 9/11 truthfully, okay? He's never going to talk about the chemtrail phenomenon, which is a real physical phenomenon. The trial with Fox and Dominion is totally fake.
We've got your opinion on the record. We got Johnny Seals here. Johnny, join the conversation.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to just weigh in on old Tucker Carlson, because let's not forget his history. The man came from NPR. He made a career living at NPR. His neighbor was Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden emails clearly show he asked Hunter Biden for favors. Hey, can you help my kids get into college? I mean, the problem that we have in this world is finding new, fresh blood, because there's always some type of connection, you know, and we got to stop letting the connection remain on the inside, you know, just like Tucker. You can't say Tucker Carlson is not an inside. He's controlled opposition. I mean, you don't come from NPR, the crappiest radio station that's clearly government controlled and propaganda. You spent your career there. And then
Johnny, how many shows of Tucker have you ever watched?
None.
Well,
why would I listen to some guy that comes from NPR who speaks all propaganda?
You have no idea what the F you're talking about. I've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows by Tucker, and it's by far the best news program on television, by far, head and shoulder.
Right. Mitchell, don't forget, Mitchell. I'm the one that coined the term television. You know, that, and that's just what they do on there.
Don't give me stereotyped sound bites from the right. I don't like
well,
that.
Hey, if you want to hang your hat and your facts on television, you're going to burn. You will go down, Mr. Fetzer, because you can't hang your hat on the television. They've been pumping out propaganda and lying to us, and you really want to give them credibility? Good luck, bud.
The point I'm making is that Tucker was head and shoulders above anyone else on television today. Mitchell, your further thoughts. Mitchell, are you there? Brian, go back to you, Brian. Brian.
Well, we all live in an episode of Truman Show, or when you go to a movie, you're not into the movie if there's no bad guys and good guys. You like your good guys. You want to see your good guys beat the bad guys, and you know that's what we're in. That's just how I look at it. I don't take any of that stuff seriously because I know they always control the outcome. We can just see it when we compare lives today over what they were years ago. They always control the outcome. That's just how I look at it.
Okay, Paul, more of yours. Go ahead,
Paul.
Well,
I mean, would Tucker ever tell the truth about Sandy Hook? No. He would never have anybody on like you or anybody else like that. So, sorry, I just don't understand why you take these people seriously, Jim, and why you care. That's what puzzled me.
He's doing the best job of anyone we have on television, and he's doing a lot of good work. I've said many times he's weak on conspiracy, but he's really good on a lot of stuff. He's great on migration. He's great on the election theft. He's exposing all this kind of stuff. That's why they had that part of the Dominion settlement to get rid of Tucker. He's revealing truth.
There's no real settlement, though. There's no real settlement. I don't know how you could believe that. How could you believe there's a real settlement? It doesn't make any sense.
Paul, come on. I got a package here. Yeah, it can all be a fraudulent settlement, like the Alex Jones trials. But what we have before us reported as though it were true. I agree to all kinds of caveats about what, in fact, is going on. But this is, in my opinion, an unforgivable blow. I mean, it just destroys the only halfway decent news source we had on television.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Nobody watches it. I tried to make this point to you. They don't care. The people in control don't care anymore. The mask is off. The gloves are off. It's an IQ test. That's all it is. I mean, look, when a legal case is completely absurd and it's covered all the time in the media, then you know it's fake, right? That's it. There's no big settlement going to be paid. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly believe that.
Paul, Tucker being fired is a real change. It makes a real difference, whether you believe it or not. And all those of you who don't spend any time watching any of these shows, in my opinion, you're really not offering a qualified opinion. Tucker has been making a difference to a lot of people on a lot of issues.
No. The boomer, as they say, the people that make fun of boomers. Yeah, he makes a difference to, you know, the dinosaur, as Chicago Brew refers to him, heritage American TV watching boomers, okay, who don't know what the score is. So that's the only difference he makes.
I'm not a heritage watching TV bloomer, for God's sake, boomer.
Well,
And I'm telling you, Tucker puts out a lot of good stuff again and again and again. Good stuff. Serious commentary on important issues.
And what comes of it? What comes of it?
The public better informed. As long as they got a lock on the voting system, we got a problem. Tucker's been very good on the theft of these elections. He was the strongest by far out there. That's why they want to wipe him off.
But they've been stealing. Look, you know, they've been stealing elections forever. This is nothing new. And they put in basically one Jew after another. It's been revealed by, you know, the caller Bruce from Carolina, right? I mean, you look into this stuff, and that's all real stuff, okay? It's no accident. I mean, what are the odds, right? The percentage of their population being so small as they claim, and I've never believed it was only 2%, but still, it's relatively small compared to other groups. And yet, over and over and over again, they control politics, and now they're just right there in your face in office, okay?
Certainly in our face. Mitchell, do you have any further thoughts you'd like to add, Mitchell?
Well, you know, Jim, I mean, everything is going have to flip the script around because, you know, the average idiot can't be fooled by the mainstream propaganda. You know, it's the, you know, this idea or the comfort of everybody living with the thought that we know they're lying, that they know they're lying, that we know that they know that we know that they know they're lying, that isn't going to stand for the status quo with the citizens anymore. That's why we're seeing revolutions around the world, and you don't hear it anywhere. You don't hear anything in the mainstream media about Tony Blinken literally electioneering probably a quid pro quo if he took care of the laptop for Joe. You don't hear that in the mainstream media. So, you know,
Think of it this way. Okay. Think of it this way. Think of all the topics you've covered in all your books, okay? And ask yourself, would any of those get play with Tucker Carlson? And plus, he's a multimillionaire, and he's going to get a big fat check. I mean, the average American out there is struggling, okay? These are hero. These are fake hero. Okay, they're not going to come from the millionaire class. Our leaders, I'm sorry, are not going to come from the political class or the millionaire class. All right, there's only one way out of this, and that's the way it's always been. I'm sorry. Just quick. There's two sentences, right? This is Miles Mathis' paper. It's two pages. I sent it to you. Read it for whatever it's worth. It says here, today it's being reported that Fox settled with Dominion, agreeing to pay almost $800 million and admitting it lied, which is all you need to know it was faked. This is illegal news for the legally impaired. Settlements don't work like this. You settle so that you don't have to admit guilt. Okay, remember all those other cases you read about in the past where one side agreed to settle and they kept all the terms private, right? Party X admits no guilt. So you should be asking what Fox got out of this settlement. You will say it avoided going to court, but Fox would have wanted to avoid going to court. Why? To avoid having to pay a huge settlement and to avoid having to admit it was wrong. But now we're supposed to believe it did both, and so on and so on. It doesn't fit the definition of a settlement, does it? It fits the definition of fake news managed by both sides here to make Dominion look innocent, giving legitimacy to a voting system no one believes anymore, and to scare people off from criticizing Dominion.
Paul, did you hear the whole show here today?
Most
or did you just come in at the end? Did you hear everything I said today?
I heard most of it, and I heard the clips you played. I faded out.
Heard me start off talking about Tucker. Then I went to Joaquin Agopian, very thorough dissection of the fake settlement. Then I went to Wayne Allen Root, very thorough dissection of the fake settlement. Did you hear all that?
I heard it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So am I just being?
I don't see how your comments are reflecting. I mean, there's no one here naive about what was going on here. This is clearly a fraudulent settlement. We all agree. No one would disagree with that whatsoever. It's a fraudulent because Rupert's all in as a globalist. I think he's exposed here in a way not before. Paul, look, let me give everyone else a chance just for a final thought. Johnny Seals, go ahead. Give us your final thought. Real concise. Johnny. If Johnny's not here, Brian, just give us concise your final thoughts. Brian. Brian, where is everybody? Mitchell, did you want to give us your final thought here? I guess they're gone. Mitchell, a final thought here.
Well, God bless everybody. And we can all believe the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. But we all have to agree there's a freaking glass.
Yep, there is a glass. Yeah. Paul, you get the last word. Go ahead, squeeze it in.
Well, you know, again, just according to this paper, which I guess, like I said, is two pages, and I already believe it anyway. It doesn't really matter. People don't believe these. They don't believe these liars anyway. They already don't believe elections are real. They already don't believe people on the news. Okay, they already don't believe politicians. It's just they don't. These handlers, these globalists, these deep statists, they just don't care anymore, you know? So it's just, they're just, why not just do all these outrageous things? That's the way that it looks to me. I'm not going to be outraged by it.
Well, Paul, Johnny, Brian, thank you all for calling in, and Mitchell for your comments as well, my friend. Thank you all for being here. Back Wednesday on the Raw Deal right here on Revolution Network. Can't wait to see you then.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...